You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. As your host and speaker, I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in Acts chapter 2. Prior to getting started, I want to give you a little more information on this ministry. I'm a Bible translator. I'm a pastor of a church here in Merritt Island, Florida. For more information on me and on this ministry, you can go to, well, there's a couple different websites. The main one's WGODradio.com. And my Bible translation is at MajorityText.com. If you go to WGODradio.com and click on the link that says prior broadcasts, that will take you to five or 6 years. Let's see, going back to 2010. Everything I've preached and taught is here on the website for you to peruse and listen to, spend some time with. Friends, I believe Lord Jesus Christ is coming back soon. I believe He's coming back on my shift, as I like to say, at Island. And I believe God's going to hold me accountable for what I teach and preach at that church. And I believe God's going to hold me accountable for what I preach and teach right here on this radio as well. I remind you what the Lord Jesus said. He says, "Watch therefore, for you know not the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man cometh." Are you ready for His return? Yesterday I was talking about this notion that people's Bibles are going to be confiscated someday. I was reminded, someone had put up on Facebook the other day something which was actually 7 years ago, of someone suing a couple of major Bible publishers, Zondervan and Thomas Nelson. Now, Thomas Nelson publishes the New King James. Zondervan publishes the NIV. And some homosexuals sued them for $70 million because they said that they couldn't sleep at night because they were convicted by the Word. Well, guess what? I'm sure that that's right. Thank God you can't sleep at night because you're convicted, because God doesn't want you to go to the place of outer darkness where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Friend, if you believe that, you've been deceived. Satan has snowed you. I bet you can't sleep at night. Heaven help you when you can sleep at night, because that means that God's given you up. As it says in Romans chapter 1, it says, "Men with men committing what is shameful, and women with women, and those who worship the creation instead of the Creator who is blessed forever." The Bible says the time's coming. God's going to give you up for that. Thank God you're upset and you can't sleep at night. Or as they say in Italian, thank God you've got agita, or an itch that you just can't scratch. Heaven help you when you don't care about it anymore. When your mind is seared with a hot iron and you just don't give a rip anymore. We're going to see in the book of Revelation chapter 9 of those that refuse to repent of their drug use. Pharmakia is the word. Those who won't give it up. Won't change their lifestyle. Now here today, we're in Acts. We're going through the book of Acts. Starting this week in church, I believe I'm going to start some studies and preachings through the Revelation, at least the seven churches, and then some perhaps, you're invited to come out to Island. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive Sunday morning at 10:30. We'd love to see you this week. It looks like I think I'm going to be in Revelation chapter 1. Now, here we're looking at the fact that God foreordained, and this was part of the determinate purpose and counsel of God, that Jesus Christ was going to be crucified. God knew it all along, and it was part of God's plan all along, because it was going to take a plan like this, something that only God could do to save mankind after what Adam and Eve did. The blood of bulls and goats won't take away sin. But instead, we had a perfect sacrifice, the Lord Jesus Christ, who knew no sin. It says that God, he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. The Lord Jesus Christ, the perfect sacrifice, without spot, without blemish, whose blood is holy and perfect and pure. God accepted. That's the Greek, that's that long theological word, propitiation. For he himself is the propitiation for our sin, which means it's a sacrifice that God honored. God said, yep, I'm going to accept that sacrifice. And as the Lord said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Have you put your faith and trust in the Son of God yet? I hope and pray that you have. Because this world's running out of time, friend. The sand's running to the end of the hourglass. Sand's running out in the hourglass. The Apostle John says, little children, it is the last hour. All this is part of God's plan. Even the crucifixion of the Son of God, who was delivered up by the determined purpose and the foreknowledge of God. Now, Peter in verse 25 of Acts chapter 2 now quotes the Old Testament. Or I should say, again, he quotes the Old Testament. Once the guy receives the Holy Spirit, now he's quoting the Old Testament left and right. You see, the Holy Spirit gives us a knowledge of the Word of God. And he brings to our remembrance the Word of God. It's the Holy Spirit inside of you. This is how you remember what to say. The Lord Jesus said, don't fret about what to say, but you'll know at the right time what to say. It's because it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Holy Spirit will bring to your recollection the words for you to say to whoever, anyone throughout your day. Okay, verse 25, it says, for David says concerning him, speaking of the Lord Jesus. Now, David's going to give this prophecy 1,000 years before it happened, and he's about to quote Psalm 16, verses 8 through 11. For David says concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart rejoiced, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh also will rest in hope, for you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence. Now, there is a promise, and there it is, spoken by David. Remember what David said before he died, 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 1. He says, the Holy Spirit spoke by me. His words were in my mouth. This is great comfort. When you read the Psalms and everything that David wrote, remember, it's holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit, 2 Peter 121. It's the Holy Spirit leading David to write. This book is inspired. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. Notice Peter's great knowledge now of the Old Testament. Again, now, I want to prove to you here with one more point. My proof to you that the Holy Spirit is the one that wrote this book. Not men. He used men to pen it. But the Holy Spirit, these are the thoughts and the words of God. He has written down for you Listen to what Peter said. I'm going to go ahead just one chapter real quick. Chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Let me prove to you that the Holy Spirit wrote this book and not men. Acts chapter 3, verse 13, another sermon that Peter gave. Peter says this. He says, "The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go." Verse 14, "But you denied the Holy One and the just and asked for a murderer to be granted to you." All right, that's Acts 3, 13 and 14. Let me ask the question, who denied him? I think you got a short memory there, Peter. Peter is the one who denied him. But did you hear what he said? Peter points a finger at them and says, you denied the Lord Jesus Christ. You delivered him up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when Pilate was determined to let him go. And then he said it again, but you denied the Holy and Just One, and you asked for a murderer to be granted to you. You see, Peter denied him. He denied him three times. I want to show you that when Peter speaks this, it's the Holy Spirit speaking in him, not Peter. This is the word from God to him, as this is the word of God to you, friend. As Peter said this to them and they were convicted, they were pricked in their hearts and were about to say, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" The Holy Spirit today says to you, all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. It says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit says to you today, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then it says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Same Holy Spirit that convicted these men of denying Jesus Christ is the same Holy Spirit today that invites you to be a part of the kingdom of God. Have you called on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ yet to be saved? All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. All you have to do is pray this prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, I hear you calling me. I receive you today as my Lord and my Savior. I believe you are the Son of God. I receive you today. Lord, I repent of my sins. Forgive me for my sinful lifestyle and all of these sins I've committed against you. I turn from them and repent. Please forgive me of these sins I've committed. Wash me clean here today. Baptize me with your Holy Spirit, and I receive you today. And it's in your name I pray. Amen. When you can pray that prayer, friend, your name will be written in the book of life the same as everyone else we're going to see in the book of Acts. The Holy Spirit falls on all those who hear and receive the word. That includes you. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.